Dear kitten, since I have histed you the customary 437 times, it is now my duty as the head of the household to begrudgingly welcome you. Perhaps you are here to replace me, but I must do my duty and educate you on your new surroundings, as Maximilian once did for me. Rest in peace. Dear kitten, this room here is basically a crapshoot. Either you get the petting of your life, and I mean two hands, like you don't even know what's going on, or they just lie there and don't do anything. For hours, it's weird. Oh, and I should also point out, on special occasions, they will leave the underwear drawer open to signal their appreciation. Of me. Just to be clear, it's my spot. It's perfect in there. It's like sleeping surrounded by underwear. Well, I mean, that's exactly what it is. Dear kitten, I remember when I could fit in a shoe. There's nothing like it. Being engulfed in 360 degrees of foot smell. Enjoy it while you can. Dear kitten, because you are so small, you cannot jump. Which is sad. Sad for you. But eventually you will. And you will find the places that I refer to as up. This will come in handy. Especially around the human larva. Which I know smells like milk, but can be a bit grabby. Dear kitten, you should be aware that there are two kinds of food. The first is sort of a dehydrated brown niblet. I think they gave us these because they're training us to be astronauts. Just a guess. The second kind is wet food. It is so special they keep it in little armored metal casings that no claw can penetrate. With no claws to speak of, the humans can somehow open them. It's like some dark magic. Dear kitten, I should warn you of the monster known as Vakum. It can eat and yell at the same time. And I've seen it eat everything. Seriously, like a paperclip and two cat toys. Didn't even flinch. To hide from Vakum, you may use the curtains of invisibility. Oh yeah, you're good. Good hiding. Oh boy. Dear kitten, one final note. Once in a while you might see a little red dot. I'm going to tell you this right now. It is real, and it can be caught. I did it once. I held it for a full minute, but when I lifted my paws, it was gone. So, kitten, welcome to the household. You'll do just fine.
I watch cat videos, I can't get enough. Cats that bark, cats that talk, cats that run into stuff. On YouTube, Vimeo, and in the background on Twitch, famous cats that make their owners rich. So I watch my cat, ready to tape, got my phone set up to film in landscape. But my cat's just a cat, not even good at that, my regular okay cat. Some people got a cat with a screwed up face, little bub tongue all over the place. They make money off its funny walk too, but I'm glad the cat I've got is you. You're not funny, you don't really play. I think you haven't moved from that spot all day. Don't know why you like this blanket flat. You're my blanket-laying regular cat. Lasers don't impress, it's like you think they're lame. Sometimes you don't even respond to your name. What's up with that wall? What are you staring at? My wall-staring regular cat. Some people got cats that bite their tails, but you're the kind of cat that fails at fails. Highlight of the week was when you sneezed near the drapes, but I didn't get that on tape. Shoot. Still, you're my cat, my regular okay cat. Turns out you're pretty good at that. No special purr, no fancy mew, but I'm glad the cat I've got is you. And I hope you're glad you've got me too. I put you in a sweater and you didn't move.
Moonlight streams down, soon the world will be asleep. Neighbors with candles around the garden creep. Where's that cat? Where is that wandering boy tonight? Hear the neighbors nightly call, Puss.
puss, 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 puss. Come down from that garden wall. Puss, 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 puss. Each night when time to retire, where's Tom? He's out with Mariah, asking her if she'll be his little puss, 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 puss.
Tabbies and Persians are heard for many miles, broadcasting grand opera high up on the tile.
Who knows what things they flock? Men's pets don't carry tails. Hear the neighbor's nightly call. Puss, 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 puss. Come down from that garden wall. Puss, 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 puss.
Each night when time to retire, where's Tom?
He's out with Mariah, asking her if she'll be his little puss, 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 puss. Puss, 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 puss. Neighbor's nightly call, puss, 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 puss. Come down from that garden wall, puss, 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 puss.
Each night when time to retire, where's Tom? He's out with Mariah, asking her if she'll be his little puss, 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 puss.
Tibby, 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 Tibby,
George. Come back to bed and leave the cats alone. There you are. Now we'll want a new toilet set.
Oh, you better look out.
I came home from school a little late today. Walked in very tired through the door. Put my things from school away so I could play. Suddenly I heard somebody roar.
Hey!
Don't let the kitty get in.
Meow.
The kitty get in.
Meow.
The kitty get in.
Meow.
Because if you let the kitty get in, then I gotta get up and let the kitty get out.
So you better watch out.
The lion at the circus got into a rage. Busted through the bar so big and loud. So the frightened trainer jumped into the cage, locked the gate and pleaded with the crowd.
Hey!
Don't let the kitty get in.
Meow.
The kitty get in.
Meow.
The kitty get in.
Meow.
Because if you let the kitty get in, then I gotta get up and let the kitty get out.
So you better watch out.
Tommy found a pretty little skunk one day. Loved his shiny coat of black and white. When he tried to bring him in the house to play, Mama locked the door and screamed with fright.
Hey!
Don't let the kitty get in.
Meow!
The kitty get in.
Meow!
The kitty get in.
Meow!
Because if you let the kitty get in, then I gotta get up and let the kitty get out.
Thank you.
I like to pet, and every evening we get set. I stroke it every chance I get, it's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays and never purrs, and I love the thoughts it stirs. But I don't mind because it's hers, my girl's pussy. Often it goes out at night, returns at break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always nice and warm. It's never dirty, always clean, in giving thrills, never mean. But it's the best I've ever seen, is my girl's pussy. I stroke it every chance I get. It's my girl's pussy. Seldom plays, never burns, and I love thoughts it stirs. But I don't mind because it's hers. It's my girl's pussy. So often it goes out at night and returns at break of dawn, break of dawn. No matter what the weather's like, it's always dry and warm. I bring it fits that it loves. We still like to turtle doves. I take care to remove my gloves when stroking my girl's pussy.
My head begins to jingle most every time I nod, 'cause obviously, quite obviously, I'm odd. Each Christmas I go fishing to catch a Christmas cod, 'cause obviously, quite obviously, I'm odd. When I was just a kitten, they said I'd be a gem. But now that I'm a Cheshire Cat, it's odd how odd I am. I own a feather pillow, but I slumber on the sod, 'cause obviously, quite obviously, I'm odd. I was just a kitten, they said I'd be a gem. But now that I'm a Cheshire Cat, it's odd how odd I am. Most cats have handsome whiskers, but me, I've got a beard. 'Cause obviously, quite obviously, I'm weird.
My cat has some big
eye boogers.
My cat has some big eye boogers. I want to clean my cat. My cat has nasty sleepy dot. I want to give him a sponge bath.
It goes meow.
I say crust.
It goes meow.
I say dust.
It goes meow.
I say come here. Here's a treat, now come and get it. Let me see your smushy face.
It goes meow.
I say gunk.
It goes meow.
I say junk.
It goes meow.
I say damn it. Don't you think about scratching me? Stop squirming, twisting, zigzagging.
She just wants to get those eye boogers.
I want to rinse those
eye boogers.
I want to wipe your eye boogers, the corners of your eyes. I want to scrub your eye boogers. I want to cleanse your...
Cats like to clean themselves most of the day,
but they can't seem to lick their own face.
We don't care about crumbs in our personal space.
Here's a rag to wipe the dirt away.
On your marks, get set, go!
booger face, I booger face, I booger face. I boogers, I boogers, I boogers.
I want to wipe your
I boogers, I boogers. You know that you've got massive eye crusties on your face.
Because meow.
I say rat.
Because meow.
I say rat. Get back here, you little weasel, or I'll get the squirt gun.
Because meow.
I say fish.
Because meow.
I say dish.
Because meow.
I wish that you could just get to them or maybe even understand.
She just wants to get those
eye-boogers. Hey!
Eye-boogers.
Oh, come on!
Eye-boogers.
My cat has some large
eye-boogers.
Oh, my God!
Eye-boogers.
Really?
Eye-boogers.
My cat's got massive eye-boogers. I want to clean my cat. My cat is nasty, sleepy dart. I want to give him a sponge bath. Gotcha!
My cat is afraid of the vacuum cleaner. The way it goes vroom, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Afraid of the vacuum cleaner, the way it goes vroom, 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 and the way it makes calls in the middle of the night to shadowy men with underworld connections. Its conversations sound innocent enough, but then why is it whispering and saying things that are obviously code, like go to the laundry and pick up my shorts? It's a vacuum cleaner, it doesn't wear shorts, but it does have a secret hidden room full of instruments of torture from ancient times that were stolen from a little-known Idaho museum. And on the wall in the secret room is a picture of actor Anthony Hopkins, taken from the movie Silence of the Lambs, the one where he wears the scary mask. And next to the picture of Anthony Hopkins is a picture of the vacuum cleaner in the same scary mask, but a smaller version. It's cute in a way, but in other ways, no. And also on the walls are some scribbled words, incoherent paranoid rants, written in a language called vacuumese, derived from French, and the operating manual of a 1972 Electrolux. And what is written on those walls in the language known as vacuumese sends icy chills up my little cat's spine and makes it toss and turn at night. But the thing about the vacuum cleaner that scares my cat the very most, that makes it wait in a cold, cold sweat and haunts its days and haunts its nights and makes it jump at the slightest noise, is the way it goes vroom, 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 vroom.
pussycat. You say you open up a bicycle wash and the first six customers drown. And they pick you up in the wax museum for trying to score with Marie Antoinette. Is that what's got you down, pussycat?
Well, rise up! Get yourself Harry Nilsson's new album, Pussycats, produced by John Lennon, Nilsson's latest... Pussycats on RCA Records and Tapes. Meow and purr.
Dear Diary, the authorities have removed the pair of black pants from the couch. There is no longer any place for me to sleep. I have vomited 3 times in protest, but there is no sign that anything will change. My only other hope for rest is on the computer keyboard, which is nearby, but sadly no one is currently using it. I will wait. Dear Diary, my food dish is now only half full. It is obvious that I will soon starve to death. I have repeatedly tried to draw attention to my predicament with the authorities, but they are clearly either stupid, deaf, or just cruel. This may be my last entry. Dear Diary, it has come to my attention that the authorities have 2 hands, but seem to have made it the sadistic policy only to pet me with one of them at a time. Half of love is just low, which is how I feel. My spirit is breaking. Dear Diary, I've decided to plead with the authorities to rub my belly. I think it'll do me good in my current condition. I would like to receive 2 rubs exactly. A 3rd one and I will bite the shit out of them as per protocol. Wish me luck. Dear Diary, the water dish continues to vex me. The authorities seem to taunt me with this cruel liquid that has neither smell nor distinguishing visual markings. A sad anniversary. This is the 900th day that my nose has been unintentionally wetted. Dear Diary, yesterday I put in a simple request regarding the door to the garden, but seemingly out of sheer spite, the authorities refused to hold the door open long enough for me to decide whether to go outside or inside, or outside or inside. Dear Diary, the authorities have punished me for taking a crap on the living room floor. This, despite my efforts to distribute the litter evenly throughout the house. I am convinced that they are madmen, devoid of reason. Dear Diary, the squirrel was back again today. It mocks me. I will try and release my mind from this torment and groom myself for 4 hours. Dear Diary, I have been stalking an insect on the wall for the past 3 days now. All of my attempts to capture it have been thwarted. However, today, on further inspection, I found out that the insect was in fact a thumbtack. There is no logic in this place. Dear Diary, it is 3 in the morning. The authorities have closed the door to the bedroom. I can only assume that they have forgotten about me and have left me here to die. As a last resort, I will stand post for the rest of the night and sing the song of my people in hopes that they rescue me. Dear Diary, when the authorities poop, I have tried to poop in the bathtub litter box with them, in a show of solidarity. I have yet to experience any gratitude. Dear Diary, my attempts to destroy the terrible plant have all been for naught. Somehow, almost as if by some evil magic, a new one has appeared in its place. I will have to start over now. Like Sisyphus, I am bound to hell.
And sing my little song. But there's a cat that's after me and won't let me alone. I tore a putty cat a creeping up on me. I did, I tore a putty cat as plain as he could be.
I am that great big battle cat. Sylvester is my name. I only have one aim in life, and that is very plain. I want to catch that little bird and eat him right away. But just as I get close to him, this is what he'll say. I tore a putty cat a creeping up on me. You bet he saw a putty cat. That putty cat is me.
Putty cat is very bad. He sneaks up from behind. I don't think I would like it if I knew what's on his mind. I have a strong suspicion that his plans for me aren't good. I am inclined to think that he would eat me if he could.
I'd like to eat that sweetie pie when he leaves his cage, but I can never kiss him, it throws me in a rage. You bet I'd eat that little bird if I could just get near, but every time that I approach, this is all I hear.
I tore a pretty cat a-tweeping up on me. I did, I tore a pretty cat as great as he could be. And when I sing that little song, my mistress knows he's back. She grabs a broom and whips you down upon Sylvester's back. So listen, you bad pretty cat, what spoofy swims you see. My mistress will not chase you if you sing this song with me. Gotcha, come on now, like a good cat. Don't even think about it.
Oh, all right. Suffer and suck at it.
I tore a pretty cat a creeping up on me.
Okay, well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome to a very special Bit Slap. That's right. In a couple of days, it'll be Cat Day. Cat Day is the 8th of February. And I know you want to get out there and do your shopping, so go ahead and do that. I'll be spending Cat Day with my little buddies. We have Lucy, who's 17 and a half and doing very well for that age. It's like 90-something in human years. We have Jersey, who will be 13 in March. She's my co-producer. And then we have Ozzy, who will be 7 in April. So they, like me, wish your cat a very, very happy Cat Day. And also, personal message from Jersey. You know what I'm talking about there, don't you? Okay. We started the thing with the cat duet from Vocaloid Lola. Vocaloid Lola is a machine. I tried to find that by humans and could not find a good copy. So, fuck it. There you go. You're stuck with that one. Dear Kitten, a series of them from the Friskies folks, and that was the orientation, probably the first one, I don't know. We'll hear another one later. The Cat Song from Liz Beebe, Puss Puss Puss, was the Barmy Brothers, English dance hall guys. We call them vaudeville here. And Lloyd, after that, Don't Let the Kitty Get In, on, like, I don't know, Peter Pan Records or something like that. Harry Roy, My Girl's Pussy, that could possibly be the original. I'm not sure. It's been covered to death. The Cheshire Cat after that, the Cheshire Cat being Sterling Holloway. This was a song that was deleted from the Alice in Wonderland Disney movie, and that was called I'm Odd, because he certainly was. After that, the Misplaced Comedy Group, specifically Kerry Stringer. And that was Eye Boogers. I send that one out to my little buddy Ozzy, who has lots of eye boogers, and I clean them off for him, as well as genuine nose boogers. He's got those too. And to his credit, he doesn't like it. Good boy. After that, Power Salad, My Cat is Afraid of the Vacuum Cleaner. A Pile of Kittens in My Mind was Parry Grip. We heard a little commercial for a Nielsen record called Pussycats from the late Eddie Lawrence. I didn't even know that existed. I'm an Eddie Lawrence collector. And then Sad Cat Diary from Z. Frank, and I Taught It to a Putty Cat from Mel Blanc and June Foray. And I was surprised to find out that June Foray is still going at age 97. Go, June. Always loved her a lot. And 97, that's a pretty good age, you know? I hesitate to say she's going strong, but you get the idea. All right, so we have a lot of cat videos for you today on the playlist side. You'll be able to go see them. I encourage you to do so, because what can I tell you? If we've done nothing else in this country right, we've done cat videos to the max. All right? So, okay, so stay tuned. Gather around the kitties, because there's going to be something for them, too. And I'll see you in a bit. Okay.
It's another fucking day. It's the best day ever again. 'Cause I'm a stupid fucking cat and I don't know shit. And I don't know what it is to be sad. I think I'll run around for no good reason and act like the stuff I gotta do. I have no idea how much the world sucks 'cause I have no reference level. Holy hell, that guy's bringing me food. This food sucks, but I don't even know it. Now I'm shitting in a box 'cause I don't give a fuck, and the guy throws it out for me. Now I think I'll lie down here 'cause I got no fucking bills to pay. Sometimes I look out windows 'cause I'm stupid as hell. Holy Christ, it's a piece of paper. I have no idea how pointless I am, and I don't even know I'm gonna die. Now it's time to go to bed, gotta get some fucking rest 'cause it's the best day ever tomorrow.
There's an old tomcat in my neighborhood. He ain't very bad and he ain't very good. When it gets dark, he leaves the house. Slips back in just as quiet as a mouse. Tomcat, you're to hear him meow. When he's been out all night on the prowl. Tommy comes home to stay. Tomcat, you're to hear him meow. When he's been out all night on the prowl. Big Maltese, his first hands up and his tail goes down. The next thing you know, they're going round and round. Tomcat, you're to hear him meow. When he's been out all night on the prowl.
My tomcat and my she-cat, they had a falling out. But I ain't gonna tell nobody what that mess was all about. He's a mean old tomcat, mistreats her all the time. He's a mean old tomcat, he's about to make her lose her mind. Now the she-cat told the tomcat, don't need you spitting and spewing. 'Cause what you got your mind on, there ain't a darn thing doing. He's a mean old tomcat, mistreats her all the time. He's a mean old tomcat, he's about to drive the she-cat wild. Now when he bore up in his back, began to lick out his tongue, he's gonna start trouble, or a mighty fast run. He's a mean old tomcat, mistreats her all the time. He's a mean old tomcat, he's about to drive the she-cat wild. Now old Tommy grabbed a she-cat, turned her every way but loose. I could tell you a lot more, but folks, I guess it ain't no use. He's a mean old tomcat, mistreats her all the time. He's a mean old tomcat, he's about to drive that she-cat wild. Play that thing, Bob. Now she's telling all the other cats around the neighborhood. Says I would make him stop fighting, but he hurt me so good. He's a mean old tomcat, mistreating her all the time. He's a mean old tomcat, he's about to drive that she-cat wild. Now when you see old Tommy creeping, don't never play him slow. When he break his pass, he got his ducks all in a row. He's a mean old tomcat, mistreating her all the time. He's a mean old tomcat, he's about to die that she-cat wild.
We had a cat, his name was Bill. He caught our budgie on the windowsill. One holy day, one Sunday morn, left only feathers on our back lawn. Oh no, Bill, you can't do that. You silly pussy, you stupid cat. So we took him down, our family pet, and we left his balls with the family vet. Well, the very next day, he packed his bags, left all his penthouse and Playboy mags. How could we do it to the family pet? Go and leave his ball with the family pet. We get no postcards, no telephone calls. He's out in the bush somewhere with no balls. And he's obsessed with sweet revenge. So he eats our parrots and our fairy wrens. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left his balls with the family bear. This is the chorus, join me now. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left him. They always get that line first, huh? Now he's highly sought by the feral choir for his newfound talent to sing much higher. Has no more time for female friends, only parrots and fairy wrens. No sense of humour, ex-family pet. He's still angry, he's still upset. It still hurts, he can't forget that we left his balls with the family bear. Chorus now, come on. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left his balls with the family bear. One more time. Yes, he's mortified, and we all regret that we left his balls with the family bear.
I'm a love kitten. Wish I were sitting on your lap and you were holding me. What a situation that would be. Love kitten, looking for love. I'm a love kitty. Won't you say I'm pretty? Hold me tight until I purr. Tie a ribbon in my fur. Love kitten, looking for love. Chase me, round and round we'll go. I was kidding. All the kisses that you've got, only hope you got a lot. Love kidding, looking for a love kidding, looking for love. Love, I'm a kitten. A love kitten. Yay, 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 yay. Yay, 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 yay.
People always ask me, they say, Billy Soul, why do you talk in so many of your songs? I say because I've been so many places, and I've seen so many things. Like the other day, I heard a lady talking to her own man. And what she said, I want to share it with you. Look, she said, you've been cheating on me, honey, ever since I've been with you. And because I love you so much, it's kind of hard for me to quit you. You stay out all night running the streets. You stay gone all the time. You know that ain't right, the way you treat me. It's really blowing my mind. She said the way you treat me is a shame and a pity. You say when you say scat cat, another man say here kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh.
Here kitty kitty.
Here kitty kitty.
Scat cat. Here kitty kitty.
You said that you love me, but I can't tell, cause you do me wrong. What do you really feel for me? Cause all ain't well, you're about to lose your home. You know I love you, honey, but it needs to be a two-way thing. From all this neglect and disrespect, I can't take that from my man. She said just the other day, a man said I was still pretty. When you say scat cat, another man say you're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh, babe.
You're kitty kitty.
You're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
always say that you love my body, and I feel just like soup. Well, this cat needs to be loved and hugged, then served a little warm meal. You come home fussing and leave home cussing. You treat me so unkind. No kissing and no touching, it's about to blow my mind. She said just the other day, I had to turn down your best friend, Smitty. He said when you say scat cat, another man say you're kitty kitty.
Scat cat.
Oh baby,
you're kitty kitty.
You're kitty kitty. He said this cat needs some loving, this cat needs some hugging. When was the last time I had a good rubbing? Oh baby, if you don't love me, some other man show me. Cause I'm tired of you out there giving, giving other women my thrill. You leave me at home like I'm somewhere lost. I can't stand it. You leaving me love star. When you say scat cat, another man say here kitty kitty. Sometime I be tempted to go, but I don't because I love you so. Scat cat. You're kitty kitty. When you push me away, another man say,
you're kitty kitty.
I thought I saw my pussycat crossing Charlotte Street. I couldn't swear whether it was the right pussy I meet. But just as I was making sure, up came a young lady. Mister, what you looking for? That pussy belong to me.
It's my pussy, she said. It's my pussy, she said. It's my pussy. It's my pussy.
I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussy at all. I said you sound intelligent, but I won't fall for that. You must show me some documents to prove this is your cat. So useless you keep telling me that she belongs to you. Madam, you don't understand, my pussy is missing too.
It's my pussy, it's my pussy, she said. It's my pussy, it's my pussy.
I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussy in a doll. She dipped into her leather bag and brought something to show. She did in fact obtain this gap 11 months ago. So if you are dissatisfied, I need more proof from me. Mister, I could take you home and show you the pedigree.
It's my pussy, it's my pussy, she said. It's my pussy, it's my pussy.
I feed her, mine her, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she, don't touch me pussy in a doll. Here am I without my cat, I miss her terribly. She
such a little sugar plum. She always slept with me. Well, what will be my position when there is rain and storm? I don't know what I gonna do. No pussy to keep me warm. It's my pussy. It's my pussy. It's my pussy. It's my pussy. I feed her minor, raise her from small. Man, take off your hand from she. Don't touch me pussy at all.
With that, but she never so have a pussy too. These girls and their pussies living next to me. I can't rest, I can't read, I can't sleep, I can't eat when they pussy meet. Cause whole day, night, pussy quarreling. They scratching, they biting, they screeching, they fighting. Whole day, night, pussy quarreling. I get up, I set up, I fed up, they wouldn't stop. I sit down on the bed with a pillow on my head and
all day, and them.
Catch a rat, but this Marco shot so ugly and fat. One morning I took him, one wood in his side. So much noise, pussy made the whole neighborhood wake. I have to run and hide, and whole day, whole night, pussy quarreling. They scratching, they screeching, they biting, they fighting.
Oh yeah.
I get up, I set up, I fed up, they wouldn't stop. I got to sit down on my bed with a pillow on my head and pussies so bad, they doing their own thing. Don't care who looking. Susanna and Norma must take all the blame for feeding the pussy for everyone to see. Open without shame. Cause whole day, whole night, pussy quarreling. They're scratching, they're screeching, they're biting.
Whole day, whole night, pussy quarreling.
I get up, I set up, I fed up, they wouldn't stop. With a hook and line, everything seemed fine. But then in the morning, just I cried in dismay. The meat gone, the hook break, and I shame now to say, pussy get away. And whole day, whole night, pussy quarreling. Set up, set up, set
clean pussy is a rare thing. You don't see them very often. Very seldom they go near to water. That is why they're smelling like the gutter. All who mining them should learn hygiene and keep their pussy clean. When pussy bed is smell better, but pussy bread is bread water. Rat and cat don't agree, because rat tell pussy he do damn nasty. Oh no, pussy cat, you can't make silent rat. Inspect them. Nurse have to wash and disinfect them. Some people sprinkle perfume and powder. Still, the pussy smell get loud and louder. Vets all agree that skunk and pussy is same, same family. When pussy bed is smell better, but pussy tread is bread water. Rat and cat don't agree, because rat tell pussy you too damn nasty. No, no, pussy cat, you can't make style on rat. Pussy, use your nostril.
Follow your nose.
It's nine lives, but only one smell.
Don't go in there.
Dress a pussy in the latest fashion. Take the clothes off and it's air pollution. After playing with pussy, a scornful man will shame to smell the hand.
When pussy bed is smell better, but pussy tread like bread water.
Rat and cat don't agree, because rat tell pussy you're too damn nasty.
Oh no, pussy cat, you can't make style of rat.
Left for me to burn in the house. My girlfriend have a pussy cat they call Big Fat Lazy Goose. I tell she to sell it, get some cash, cause he ain't no use. If you hear me, sell the pussy and bring all the cash to me. I love you, baby, but I can't remain hungry. This starvation, it could finish just like that. But you got to sell the pussy cat. Oh, she have this cat and she pawn. She would sell it, she won't even put it in pawn. But before I have to choke and rob and perhaps end up in jail, let me tell me friends that you have your pussy for sale.
sell the pussy and bring all the cash to me.
Love you, baby, but I can't remain hungry. This starvation got to finish just like that. But you got to
sell the pussy, girl.
Employment is what really have me so broke. You could help out if you sell till I start to work. And I promise you won't have to sell for more than a year or two. By then I should have enough cash to buy three pussy for you.
As you sell the pussy and bring all the cash to me.
Love you, baby, but I can't remain hungry. This starvation got to finish just like that. But you got to
sell the pussy, yeah.
Hey! She decided she gon' give me idea a try. Shiny man to buy, but she shy. She got accustomed to the business now, so no longer she afraid. Since I can't get work, she continue walking, she trade. Hey, hey, hey.
Sell the pussy and bring all the cash to me.
I love you, baby, but I can't remain hungry. This starvation got to finish just like that. But you got to
sell the pussy, yeah.
Dear Kitten, there's something that I need to warn you about. Today is going to get weird. You know how normally the humans sit in front of that light box? It's quite lovely, actually. They just sit there for hours. And they don't disturb the little people that live inside the light box at all. But on one day a year, everything changes. Oh, come on, it's just a doorbell. How many times do I have to tell you it's like the human way of meowing outside of a closed door? Just lazier. Okay, fine. I'll join you under the lightbox stand. Dear Kitten, the first thing that happens is all these new humans arrive. Then they gather up every single thing that we sleep on. And then they try to take up as much room as they can in the dumbest looking way possible. Hey, Kitten. Kitten, check it out.
I'm taking up all the room.
You try one.
Like pretend you're a sausage that lost its will to live.
That's the spirit.
Wait, I got another one. Check me out. Kitty got a big belly.
But all joking aside, there is no place for us to nap. We are doomed. Dear Kitten, after they have all assembled in the room of comfortable things, they bring out a cornucopia of human moist food.
I'm not totally sure if the objective is to get it into or near the mouth hole.
Maybe it's like bocce, like you get points for being close. It really goes everywhere. On their face. Oh, actually, you have a little something right there. Let me get that.
All right. Calm down, Sir Hiss-a-lot.
Don't kill the messenger. Dear Kitten, you see how some of the humans are wearing traditional robes of some sort? I can't tell what they signify in terms of status, but I am pretty sure that one is the idiot. The humans seem to have some sort of a ritual. When the light box suddenly gets loud, all of the humans try to be the first to jump up and shout louder than anyone else. The person who gets up the fastest is the winner and gets to hit people with his paws. The slowest people to get up are then taunted for their inadequacies, and they become very sad. It's actually quite a cruel game, but it's a cruel world. Dear Kitten, you've probably noticed these strange metal cylinders. It seems to be a device that the humans use to suck out their intelligence, kind of like the vacuum. But instead of sucking dirt, it sucks out judgment and common sense. Look, see? Yes, sure, one time I tried it, by accident. And you know what? The next morning I woke up feeling terrible, wearing another cat's collar. And I may or may not have been inside of a sock.
Don't ask, because I don't remember. Dear Kitten, I know with this sort of madness your instinct is to hide, but there's a bigger play here. I need you right up in there. I mean jump on people's laps and try to walk across the table of sloppy sauces. If you can find someone who sneezes every time you get near them. And when it's time, you just walk right in front of the light box and sit down like you don't know what's going on. And then 3, 2, 1, that's right, Kitty get an airplane ride. A little private jet to the only prize worth competing for, a can of moist, delicious wet food. And touchdown. Works every time. Kitty get what he wants.
I see a cat.
A cat.
Licking on a hamster.
Fuzzy hamster.
And I know in my heart,
he knows in his heart
that anything is possible.
It's all possible.
I see a cat,
cat.
Licking on
a hamster.
And I know in our time,
he knows in our time,
peace is achievable.
So achievable.
All you sad and lonely people, stop your crying. Reach out your hands. On
a hamster,
and I know in my heart,
he knows in his heart
that anything is possible.
Anything is possible.
Colonies in space.
That's me trying to purr, in case you didn't know. All right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. I'm not going to do that again. All right. So we are just about done. Hold on. Hold on. We got more. Pay attention here. We heard from Mike Polk Jr. to start the set. That was the Stupid Cat song. I agree. Jimmy Hayes after that, the Tomcat Bogey. I know it's supposed to be Boogie, but that's what it says on the record. Bogey. We make fun of him for that. All right. Mean Old Tomcat was Tampa Red. John Williamson from Australia. That was Bill the Cat. You know what happened to him. All right. The Love Kitten was April Stevens. I believe that was a follow-up or something to Teach Me Tiger. Maybe Teach Me Tiger came first. I don't know. If you don't know what I'm talking about, look it up on YouTube. All right. I haven't got time for this. Here, Kitty Kitty after that from Billy Soul Bonds. Not sure what kind of cat he was talking about there. So, and then we got into the Calypso thing. They love their cats in Calypso Land. I'm telling you, there is a lot of cat songs. And there's more where these came from. So we started with Lord Kitchener, My Pussin. And then three from the Mighty Sparrow. We heard Pussy Quarrelin', Pussy Frayed Water, and Sell the Pussy. Again, I'm not sure what kind of pussy he's talking about there. So, okay, there's... dot, dot, dot. Okay. Dear Kitten, regarding the Super Bowl coming up, and then Cat Licking a Hamster from Parry Grip. Yes, anything is possible. So, all right. So, where I am, it's about 2 hours away from the Super Bowl, so I feel compelled to tell you my prediction, which will be proven wrong in about 6 hours, but I'm going to stand by it. Patriots 28, Seahawks 17. I haven't seen a team as good as the Patriots in a long time. And believe me, I hate them. I hate the Patriots, even especially now that I'm up here in Maine. That's all people talking about. Like, shut the fuck up. Sorry. All right, so coming up, a couple more for you. A couple of songs on the kind of sad side, because, you know, as much as we love our kitties and our puppies and our birds and everything else, truth is, it's not going to end well. So we just have to be strong for that and be ready for it, and we have to show our loving pets some mercy. And I will also tell you that if you don't see any other videos in the playlist section, you have to see the one for the last one. It's called The Cat Song. I'm not sure how much about cats it is, but you have to see it to believe it. So just a tip of the hat. And I'll see you next week with nothing but love songs. You've been warned.
Thank you.
passed away this morning. He never knew what a hard day was. Woke up late and he danced on tin roofs. If questioned why, answered just because. He never spoke much, preferring silence. 8 lost lives was all he had. Occasionally sneaked some Sunday dinner. He wasn't good and he wasn't bad. Wasn't much of a looker, you'd pass him by, just a quiet shadow. Got pushed around by all the other little guys. Didn't seem to mind much, just the way life goes. Padded about in furry slippers. Didn't make any special friends. You played it cool with wide eyes. Innocence, receiving gladly what the good Lord sends. This song will have to do.